starting off the regular session at the Rich and Services Building at 6 p.m. The Planning Commission will consider a proposal for the affordable housing at the Village at Kimball Junction. Scott Loomis from Mountainlands Housing Trust is asking the county to waive an impact fee levied for transportation. Staff engineer Kent Wilkerson explained that requires a change in the village's development agreement.
We had put some specific language in the development agreement that did not allow us to just waive the impact fee for the affordable housing component. So rather than being able to do it just by a manager action, as is more common with affordable housing, we have to go through a public hearing process and hear any possible concerns with the action.
The waiver would be for a fee up to $30,000. He said the reason would be to support affordable housing.
Is it something that we should be waiving the fee on? It gives opportunity to raise the question if there's any concern. Currently, staff doesn't see any real concern with it other than, yes, you are taking some fees away from transportation and in lieu of affordable housing, kind of the best of you have to deal with the best of both worlds, I guess. So.
Is there a staff recommendation to the Planning Commission?
The affordable housing component there does meet our requirements for waiving of the fee. In other words, if you meet certain incomes, accessibility to transit, etc., it's a little bit easier to justify the waiving of the fee.
The Planning Commission will consider a recommendation to send on to the County Council. On another item, they'll look at a low-impact permit for a dog and cat boarding facility on Beehive Drive. Planner Amir Cause said this is a modification to a conditional use permit was granted in 2005 for a horse medical clinic.
Low-impact permits are typically administrative, but any use that's a little bit more serious, then staff takes it before the Planning Commission for input, just to see if there are any comments, and also gives opportunity to the public to express any concerns or support for the project.
The proposal could accommodate 20 to 30 cats and up to 60 dogs.
And it's in a previous facility that was approved that could house that many animals, but because the use has not been in place for a while now, that's why staff is taking it as a new permit.
The final decision will be made by Development Director Pat Putt. Finally, the Tanner Outlet Mall returns with a proposal to expand by about 23,500 square feet at the northeast corner of the mall. Last summer, the Planning Commission had a difficult discussion with the applicants. The project needs to offer community benefits, but Cause said the staff felt the improvements only related to the mall itself.
Before, what we saw in the application were minor improvements interior-wise, pocket parks, improvements to the existing parks, additional landscaping being added. And again, we didn't see those as, we being staff, we didn't see those as being community incentives. So.
He said the applicants came back with a new package of benefits.
They've come back with an environmental incentive called Chamber Max and Gabion Baskets, basically where the county requires 80% retention on the runoff. This system gives 93%, so that's for environmental. And they're going to be giving $50,000 worth of gift cards to Peace House. Their initial, that's the applicant's goal, is giving donations to the Peace House. And then on top of that, they're going to give 8.6 workforce housing unit equivalents, which is required, but on top of that, they're giving about $260,000 worth of workforce unit equivalents via a fee in lieu for the Peace House.
Cause said the staff has also come to an agreement on counting open space in the plan.
Staff came to a conclusion that this would be infill development. It would be in existing parking already. No additional open space would be taken away. And because the project was approved before the open space requirement existed, we saw that as infill, and we were comfortable to move on.
County staff planner Amir Cause. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.